I'm recording Kapitel Lamed Tes 39. I'm Netzeach LeYidusin. This is a strong prayer for Yidusin. Who's Yidusin? Some say it's a Mishar in the time of David. Others say it's a time of Das Vadin, of trouble. Mizmor LeDavid. This is a song for David. Now, what kind of trouble are we talking about here? Amarti has said, Eshmara Derachai. I'll guard my ways. And how am I going to guard my ways? Echato v'lashoni. I'm not going to say Lashon Hara. Eshmara l'fi machsam. I'm going to put a muzzle to my mouth. Bod rasha l'negdi. When there's trouble, I'm certainly not going to make more trouble by doing sins by saying Lashon Hara. And it's interesting to note that many of the sins that we have are related to the tongue. And many of the mitzvahs are related to the tongue, because the tongue is definitely the most important organ that a person has. The tongue brings out Kedusha. The tongue says Torah. The tongue says Divrei Torah that are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to watch his tongue, because that is the most important organ. The Chazal tells us a story about a person in the olden times, and there was a king who was sick. And the king said that anybody who can heal me, I'm going to reward greatly. Because the king was very, very evil. And the king needed milk from a lion, from a female lion. Now, as you can quite imagine, it's not easy to get a milk from a lion. So the person had an idea that every day he would go closer to the lion and give the lion food. And finally, he would get the milk from the lioness. So this is what he did. And every day, he went closer and closer to the lion, giving the lion food and getting closer till he became familiarized with the lion. And the lion wasn't afraid of that person. And finally, he got the milk from the lion. On the way back to the king to give him his lion milk, the organs of his body started to argue. And the hand said, you know, without my hands, we couldn't have done this job, because we give the food to the lion with the hands and we milk the lion. So without me, this could not have been done. So the feet said, oh yes, but without me, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. So I'm the most important part of the equation. And the head said, well, if I wouldn't have the brains to think of this idea, we certainly wouldn't be able to go anywhere. So all the organs are arguing, which is more important, the eyes and the nose, whatever. So finally the tongue says, no, I'm the most important, because without me, you couldn't do anything. I explained to the king what you had to do. So the tongue said, you'll see in a very short time, you'll have to admit that I am the most important organ. So they bring the milk back to the king. And the person said, here is your milk, kalavia. Now, a levia is a lioness, but a kalavia is a dog. So the king said, oh, I see, you brought me dog milk. Well, you want to kill me right away. So therefore, take this man out to be killed. So all the organs were complaining and crying and bemoaning their fate. They would have to be killed. So the tongue said, didn't I tell you I was the most important organ? See, the tongue said, wait, take me back to the king. I just want to tell him one thing. So they said, okay, we'll bring it back to the king. The king says, okay, what do you want now? So the man said, well, Kalavia in certain places is lioness. So therefore, why don't you try it? Maybe it is lioness milk. So the king tried it, and it was, in fact, lion milk. And the king was healed, and everybody went along their way to prove that Hamavas v'chayim b'yad haloshon, the death and life are in the hands of the tongue and how you use it. So therefore, David HaMelech is saying here, therefore I will be careful when I have the rush attacking me, certainly to be careful with my tongue, because that is extremely important. Ne'elamti, I became mute. Tumia Hecheshesi, and became quieted and silent. Mitov, from Torah. That's why I had the problem. Because I did not learn, I did not use my mouth to say the Dvarim Shebekedusha. I did not say use my mouth to say holy things. Ucha'evi Nechar. Therefore, my pain is putrefied. Cham Libi Fekirbi. My heart is warmed inside of me from disease. Bahagigi, when I think only, Sivar Eish, there's a burning fire. Divarti Belashoni. I speak with my tongue, I say evil things. Hodieni Hashem Kitzi. Hashem, let me know when I'm going to end, the end of my days. Umidas Yamai Mahi, and the measure of my days, when it will be. Eidu, I will know. Me'chodel Ani, when I'm going to stop, when I'm going to die. Because if I know when I'm going to die, I can do tshuva right away. Hine Tfachos Nasata Yamai. You gave my days into measures, like Tfachim. Echeldi in my old age. Ka'ayin nigdech, like nothing in front of you. Ach kol hevel, kol adam nitzosela. Everyone, every man, is nothing. And the tzaddik will live forever. Ach betzelem yishalach ish. Because in the image, a man goes, or in darkness, Ach hevel, for nothing, yamoyun, the confusion, yitzbar lo yeda mi osfon. He gathers, and he doesn't know who will gather up all that food and all that thing he earned. He earns money, he doesn't know who's going to use them. He works and works and works and works, and he doesn't know who's going to get them. Ata, and now, Maki visi Hashem, what do I hope for Hashem? Tochalti l'cha hi. My hope is to you. Mikol pishai hatzileni. From all my sins, save me. Cherpas novol al tishimeni. And the sickness of the fool, don't put on me. So the Chazal say, by right, the nations of the world shouldn't suffer at all. Only Jews should suffer, because we're the ones who go to the Olam Haba, Olam Emes. So, only we should have problems. But if we would have only the problem, people would say, aha, the Jews are suffering because they're bad. Hashem hates them. So, from this prayer that David HaMelech said, Redi v'cherpas novel, al tishimeni, the nations of the world also suffer with sickness. Ne'alamti, I kept quiet. Eftach pi. I will not open my mouth, ki ata siso, because you did it. Hoser me olai nigecha. Take away from me your hits. Mi tigras yadcha, from the hits of your hand. Ani chalisi, I'm destroyed. Bizochachas alavon, with the rebuke about the sin. Yisarta ish, the man was punished. So our Chazal darshan this, put down in the Medrash in Devarim Beis, that what tochachas alavon, because Moshe Rabbeinu called the Jews morim by the Memariva, the water with the rock. Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock to get out the water, and then he called the Jews shimuno hamorim, listen morim, morim means sabonim. Means difficult ones, and he's used a harsh language to the Jewish people. And we are told that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that he'd be caught up in the sin of the Dor HaMidbar, of the people who were in the Midbar, who could not go into Eretz Yisrael. And he was careful not to become angry. However, when it came to the waters, the Memariva, he became angry, and he called the Jews a name. Because b'tochachas alavon, with the tuchachos on the oven, with the rebuke about the sin of calling the Jews a name, Isarta ish, the man was punished. And who's the man? That's Moshe. The temes ka'osh chamudo, and his body was like rotten, eaten by moths, like some kind of clothing. And what is the chamudo? That is the chomet he desired to go into Yisrael, but he couldn't go. Achevel kol adam sela. Can you imagine what nonsense all other people whose lives are not like Moshe Rabbeinu, can you imagine how they are punished? Shema Svilasi, listen to my davening, Hashem. Vishavasi, my prayers. Hazina el dimasi, listen to my tears. Al techrash, do not keep silent. Ki ger anochi imach, I'm going to visit with you. Toshav kachal avosai, I'm like a person who is a dwelling there, like all my forefathers. Hasha mimeni, don't give me sickness, take it away from me. Vavliga, I'll become strong. Beterem elech before I go, veneni, I'm not here anymore. So he's praying that Hashem should heal him despite the problems that he had.